help me on my way. I will be your friend forever, ready to stand up for you in all you do and say. We can leave each other safe if we're both a little better for helping one another, though it's only for a day. If you can't spare a crust of bread, give me a pillow for my head. Wake me with the sun up in the morning. You can help me to get by. I remember you forever. The comfort that you've given will go with me on my way. The winter wind grows cold, and the blanket that you gave me helps to thaw my mind out and reminds me of my home. That's why I left, I've long forgotten, but with friends like you around me, I've learned a lot of new things that I never would have known. If you can spare a crust of bread, give me a pillow for my head. Wake me with the sun up in the morning. If you can't spare a crust of bread, give me a pillow for my head. Wake me with the sun up in the morning. If you can help me to get by, I'll remember you forever. The comfort that you've given will go with me on my way. If you can't spare a crust of bread, give me a pillow for my head. Wake me with the sun up in the morning.
Listening to Crispy. Crispy.
So another hour rolls by, and we fall right down the middle and end up on the 19th of June 1970. 51 singles released this particular week. We started with Bitter Almond on Warner Brothers Records. In the Morning.
No, sounded, nothing about them at all.
Sounded familiar, didn't it, Les?
Yes, it did.
Actually, it sounded much like sort of Marmalade type.
Yeah, that sort of stuff, yeah.
And then we just heard the Pioneers, Battle of the Giants on Trojan Records. Have we got anything to impart to the listener at the moment, do you think?
Not at the moment. I just want to say, listener, as lockdown's easing off, just still be careful. You never know what's out there.
Well, I've noticed when we've gone shopping in the supermarket, because we do have to do that because we're shopping for elderly relatives as well. I wouldn't go as often as we've been going, but we're helping others. And I've found that people are not keeping a distance as much now. They don't seem quite so concerned. No. And it seems busier in the aisles as well. In fact, more staff are loading the shelves, which is making it difficult for you, the customer, to get round and get past other people. Just an observation on my part. Now, Les, on Evolution Records, we want information. Information of the name of the band. And this is a great version. This is a great version of the Moody Blues tune, Lovely to See You. Bit strange, really, because by now the Moody Blues Question album had come out. And before that, I think it was To Our Children's Children. So this tune, from memory, look, a lot of this is from memory only. So we could get things wrong. Well, that's how me and Les work. We don't rely on Wikipedias and which all we've got in front of us, all we've got in this thing, all I've got is a copy of the new singles, a listing on sale from June the 19th. And what is coming out of my mouth now, unfortunately, is out of my head. As far as I can remember, Lovely to See You Again. I'm sure that was on, On the Threshold of a Dream. I think it was. I'm gonna check that while we listen to Information on Evolution and Lovely to See You. Great tune, this is.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. TowardTheUnknownRegion.com. TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
Check out your mind. Then with you all the time.
That was the Impressions. It's I think especially for us too, Les. Check out your mind, it was called.
Yeah. That's amazing. Very much similar to the Temptations. That sort of era, though, wasn't it? Late 70s, late 60s.
1970.
Yeah.
That's what
late 60s, early 70s.
This is where our capsule has landed today.
Curtis Mayfield was in the...
Curtis was in the Impressions, yeah.
No, Curtis Mayfield was on vocals there. I think he'd left by then. I think he was still in the band at that time.
I think you're probably right. I think he was still there. Yeah. While you check that out, I'll have a look.
Now, he left. Check out your mind. Mayfield left after that and then became a solo career.
We heard the Impressions. Prior to that, it was the Impersonators on Jackpot Records, Girls and Boys. And before them, it was Information. Lovely to see you. A great version of the Moody Blues tune there on Evolution Records. I never had any Evolution singles, despite going every week to my favourite little record store called Campkins in Peterborough and buying 10 for a pound. Never once saw an Evolution tune. Clearly the rep couldn't persuade Janet Makepeace and that other girl in there to buy those. See, I even knew the names of the girls working in the shop.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Mindful of information.
50 years too late. Of no use whatsoever. You're listening to Chris Bent and Les Newman as we...
I'm sure the listeners are enjoying this, though. I'm sure there's gems of things that they didn't know. So it's part of an education in that area.
This is part of my Open University course, you understand. These are the Doors, Roadhouse Blues.
Give up your vows. Give up your...
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com. Information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Listening to Janet Ferron and Darling I Need You, Hot Rod, HR106. Prior to that, we heard The Doors, their single Blue Sunday on one side and Roadhouse Blues on the other. What a great single. I don't recall it getting in the charts particularly, Les.
I thought that was The Doors.
Yeah, it's
Jim in great form there on the vocals, as you said.
During that rendition of Blue Sunday, I wrote to Les. I said, imagine Bing Crosby singing this. Bubba, bubba, bum. Because I've often likened Jim Morrison crooning something like Bing Crosby. You could change the two round, couldn't you? In my vivid imagination, and maybe somebody has on the internet. If not, we'll have to have a go.
No, Jim Morrison singing White Christmas. Well, or Little Drummer Boy. Well, who knows? But if it's good enough for David Bowie, I'm sure it's good enough for Jim Morrison.
Alive and Kicking now, Les, on Roulette. That's the name of the band. Alive is what we both are at the moment, at the present time. Well, we're alive and kicking.
Kicking and screaming as they take me away.
This is called Tighter, wow. Tighter. Oh, it's, you know, I thought I'd line that up. There we go.
Thank you.
listening to the Alan Morehouse Orchestra. It's called Haunting Me on Columbia Records.
The Man Who Haunted Himself.
The film. Do you remember that film? Roger Moore played two parts of himself. Somehow he got split into two people and he went home.
He had a split personality, and, yeah.
Somebody was already home, but it was him. He was already home. And it turned out that he'd kind of been split up into a meek, mild-mannered person, a real tough Mr. Man Who Haunted Him. You must have seen that film.
I'll tell you, I'll have to check that.
Anyway,
let's check that out, listener.
It clearly came out at roundabouts the 19th of June, 1970, because these are the singles we are playing here. 51 of them, and prior to Alan Morehouse Orchestra, it was a band who called themselves Moondance and Lazy River.
Yeah.
And we began with Alive and Kicking with Tighter, Tighter on Roulette, which you're most probably right, Les, that was produced by Tommy James.
Tommy James, who was with the Shondells, of course, and also he actually wrote that as well.
Oh, well, that makes even more sense that he was involved, doesn't it? Yeah. Now, we have Chicory Tip. Chicory Tip,
Les. Oh, no. Son of My Father.
No,
it's not.
No, it's not. This was prior to when it's prior to Christmas when they got their Moog synthesizer. This is called Monday After Sunday. See what we think of this one.
You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Sugar Bee,
Pacific Drift on DRAM Records. They would later have an album on Harvest. That's called Water Woman. In the middle it was Canned Heat with Sugar Bee on Liberty. And we began with Chicory Tip, The Morning After Sunday on CBS. And they didn't know.
Way before that, the well-known
they
single.
They didn't know they were going to have a massive single with Son of Your Father. Any idea when that was, Les, exactly?
That was 1972.
Oh, gosh.
I think it was 72 or 73.
They were plugging away.
I'll tell you in a minute. Son of My Father, I remember going to see them at the well-known...
Which one?
Boston Glider Drone, the Starlight Rooms.
Yes, this was listed in the new singles number 407, released on the 14th of January 1972. So they had a good 18 months to wait until they had their massive hit, which I'm sure was helped by the synthesizer that they used. Chris Cobb. Does anyone know anything about a guy called Chris Cobb, C-O-B-B, on Decca Records? It takes a little bit longer.
Every single day, everything is changing around.
pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Your ego is fragile, your lies are strange. The image you follow is crumbling away. You better wake, you better shake, open your eyes. The people you long for, they won't swallow, they won't swallow your lies. Yesterday's hero in a world of today, as you crawl down the narrow lane, so life can never get as much as the time of day. And as you knock on the door of the future, you wonder at the look on the faces that greet you. Yesterday's hero in a world.
We are listening to Yesterday's Hero from a band called English Rose on Polydor Records. Yeah. One of many obscure singles that... That Les Newman and Chris Bent have been churning out for you today. Singles released on Friday, the 19th of June 1970. We'll be back next week to do the same thing all over again, but with a different bunch of tunes, a different box of singles, and yet it sounds the same every week, doesn't it, Les?
Yes. Well, it has been this week. Pretty dreary, to be honest.
This week, as you've noticed, we've introduced...
You know, we started off brilliantly with
Yes. Yeah, with Yes.
And it's gone gradually downhill over there.
Hot Legs.
Apart from Jim Morrison, I thought was a highlight, and we've had a few interesting ones this week, but you never know what turns up.
No, you don't. We are totally reliant. It's the only time I've ever worked with a playlist, and trust me, I don't do playlists, as owners of certain radio stations will know when they've told me to go and never to return again. Let us leave you today with the Foundations' I'm Gonna Be a Rich Man on Pye Records, and we might be able to squeeze in Diana Ross and Reach Out and Touch on Tamla Motown.
It was out this week,
Les. I've saved it right till the end.
I've added a few more in there that we forgot to put in, but that's a good one.
Yes, Johnny Taylor, Who's Making Love on Stax Records.
Oh, wow. Are you going to put them in the podcast, mate?
Yeah, they'll squeak. Let's play them right at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be, hopefully, The Foundations. We'll be seeing you.
Well, and we'll be seeing him.
Finally, Les, who's making love? Who's making love? Why, it's little Johnny Taylor.
To your old lady.
Good God, y'all!
Give me that!
Somebody was there.
professor's not bent.
Camp Freddy, everybody in the world is bent.
Well,